Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And my name is Julie Douglas.
In this episode, we are talking about poop, which is great because I feel like with my daily life with a toddler, poop is an important subject. It's always coming up. I mean, it's always coming out. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah.
But it's one of the things that I end up talking about with the child when we talk about poop and when he needs to poop and how we're going to go about it.
Yeah.
And then when we have conversations about it on like the changing table, when I put his night diaper on him and he starts talking to me about poop, and because he knows that the night diaper is there in case of night poops. So it's fitting, that's all I'm saying, that I should hand over another portion of my day to considerations of poop.
It's fertile ground to tread on.
Ah, it is.
Yes. We are, of course, going to be talking about fecal transplants, which we've talked about in a cursory way in the past, but we thought, you know what? It really deserves its day out there in the sun.
Yeah, like the episode that we talked about it in, like we didn't even have fecal transplant in the title.
No.
And afterwards I kept kicking myself. It's like people are going wild about fecal transplants.
They're wild about it.
They are. I mean, the headlines everywhere about fecal transplantation and, you know, Colbert, Daily Show, everybody's throwing in jokes about it because you just can't resist the scatological implications here. And so we decided, yeah, let's go back. Let's discuss it. Let's discuss some new, information that's out there about the procedure and about the technology and the idea behind it and just really own up to it. Because that's another thing about now being the father of a toddler is that I am far more open about poop. I'm more likely to make a poop joke. I'm more likely to discuss it. I'm more likely to just be open about what my own bowel movements are doing in the course of a day. It's just really changed my life in that respect.
Welcome to the world of scatology. It's a beautiful place.
It is.
Well, yeah, feces as a medicine really goes back to the 4th century China, where it was orally given to those suffering from food poisoning or severe diarrhea. And in the 16th century in China, a fecal suspension called, quote, yellow soup was created for the relief of constipation, fever, pain, diarrhea, and vomiting. And fast forward to 1958, fecal enemas were first used to treat pseudomembranous colitis. So it's been around, this concept of using this beneficial gut flora.
Yeah, to your point, it's an idea that existed before modern medicine, and modern medicine has gotten back around to it and seen the value in it.
Yeah, I mean, essentially there's gold in them there poo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love to throw out this quote because I think it's so true. This is according to Stanford microbiologist Stanley Falco. The world is covered in a fine patina of feces. And you and I have discussed this before. Like, any time that you're digging into the dirt, you have to know that there are particles of dinosaur poop there.
Right. Yeah. And there's poop in the ground. There's poop, you know, potentially in the air around you. I mean, you're every day you're dealing with poop. In our lives, we often try to limit ourselves not only from the reality of poop, but just the notion of poop. We don't like to think about it in terms of our water purification systems, mm-hmm. or anything. It's one of the reasons our toilet systems haven't really evolved all that much, because we're far more content just to say, all right, it works. It flushes the poo away in clean water. I don't want to think about it anymore.
But all that poop has been really beneficial, right? Because
right.
If you think about all the dinosaur dung, the billions of pounds of it that seeded the earth, that helped other creatures to sprout forth and other sort of plants and animals to subsist. So there's a definite symbiotic quality to it, although you don't tend to think about that when you're thinking about living with someone and their microbiota.
Yeah, I mean, the microbiota is key here, because we've devoted whole episodes to this in the past, to talking about just the microbiota, the creatures that make us up, that live inside us.
Mm-hmm.
And they live in our poop. I mean, our poop is mostly bacteria, and in a sense, we are our poop. The sooner we own up to that, the sooner we can really get along with a number of the implications of the studies that we're discussing in this episode.
Yeah, so it's not really like I am what I eat; it's I am what I poop, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're not just this brain; we're this whole body, and we're not just the body as it would exist if it was taken to a mortuary and flushed clean of all its fluids. And because those fluids are essentially us as well. Not only our blood, but even our waste products are kind of parts of us on the way out.
And as I had mentioned before, we don't tend to think about this. Like, what's my gut microbiota doing right now? Is there any crossover with someone I live with?
Mm-hmm.
And this is from a New Yorker article, Roller Derby of Microbiome. The author, Veronique Greenwood, explores the idea of whether or not we colonize each other with our own bacteria, specifically with gut bacteria. And she talked to Balfour Sartor, who is a gastroenterologist at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And he specializes in inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's. And he says that there is a growing stack of evidence, some published, some not, that people who have lived with inflammatory bowel disease sufferers for long periods of time had higher rates of it themselves than people in the general population.
Yeah, he also cited a 2007 study that was published in the journal Cell, in which scientists deliberately transmitted gut bacteria of mice genetically predisposed to develop intestinal inflammation to healthy mice, and this caused the healthy mice in turn to develop the condition. So here we see essentially the seeding of the condition through a fecal transplant. Again, changing the organism by changing the contents of its bowels.
And again, this is just, not necessarily in the case of the mice, but when Sartor was talking about more about people just who are living together, who have those trace bits of gut bacteria, essentially feces being exchanged here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a tiny bit that would be colonizing your own microbiota.
Yeah, and again, colonization is key here. I mean, just to throw out a few quick stats that we've hit in the past. I mean, the human mouth alone contains 500 to 1,000 different types of bacteria, and of those, only 100 to 200 live in a mouth at any given time. I mean, and that's just a mouth. When you take into account the entire human body, it really begins to skew the idea of what is an individual and what is a collective.
Yeah, because we've talked about this before. Like, we're just hosts for bacterial cells.
Yeah.
When you look at how very colonized we are by them. Now, we want to talk a little bit about a couple of conditions that are very difficult to treat, because this will actually play into fecal transplants. And the first is something called Clostridium difficile.
Or C. diff, if you will.
C. diff on the streets. And it's a bacterium that releases toxins that attack the intestinal lining and cause inflammation of the colon. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, C. diff is linked to 250,000 hospitalizations and 14,000 deaths a year in the U.S., and deaths from C. diff increased 400% between 2000 and 2007, due in part to the emergence of a stronger strain.
Yeah, this can be especially a huge problem for the elderly in some sort of a care environment. And just to throw some symptoms at you, just to know what we're dealing with here, you can look at more severe infections of C. diff, causing watery diarrhea up to 15 times per day, severe abdominal pain, loss of appetite, fever, blood or pus in the stool, weight loss. And then in extreme cases, C. diff infection can lead to a hole in the intestines, which can be fatal if not treated immediately. So as the infection spirals out of control, it can cause a lot of major health problems. So this is not a condition to take lightly.
Yeah, and it's been associated with hospitals quite a bit because the strain that emerged is one that has become antibiotic resistant. And so not to scare anybody who may or may not have to visit a hospital, but it turns out that in an October issue of the American Journal of Infection Control, they reported that the incidence of C. diff in hospitals nearly doubled between 2001 and 2010, with mortality increasing from 6.6% in 2001 to 7.2% in 2010. And again, as you had mentioned, in the elderly, this can be terrible. This is a big blow to the body.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting just to think about antibiotics and their role in this and other condition, another condition that we're going to talk about, and think again about the body as this collective of all of this bacteria and as well as our actual cellular structures and so forth. But in dealing with bad bacteria, mm-hmm. When you're using powerful antibiotics, it can almost be like carpet bombing a city to deal with some sort of insurrection or some sort of a crime problem or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you end up just laying waste, and sometimes you're creating an opportunity for quote unquote bad bacteria to rise up and take advantage of the new environment.
Yeah, because with those antibiotics, you have carpet bombed all the good bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that antibiotics, after a course of treatment, that 40% of first-time patients will suffer again, and up to 65% of patients who've experienced two episodes are doomed for another. So they're up until now, and we will talk about fecal transplants in a little bit, there really wasn't a good course of action to take against this.
Yeah, because again, it just keeps being a problem. It's you've destabilized the region, and then no matter, you know, subsequent carpet bombings don't seem to be helping somehow.
Yeah. Now, another bacterium wreaks quite a bit of havoc, and again, very hard to treat. We're talking about K. pneumonia or Klebsiella. Pneumonia is a type of gram-negative bacteria that can cause different types of healthcare-associated infections. We're talking about pneumonia, bloodstream infections, wound or surgical site infections, and meningitis. And it, too, has developed antimicrobial resistance, and recently to the class of antibiotics known as carbapenems. So this is something that's really hard to treat right now.
Yeah, now it's worth noting that the Klebsiella bacteria, they're normally found in the human intestines where they don't cause any disease.
Mm-hmm.
Where it becomes a problem is when they enter the respiratory tract to cause this pneumonia or the blood to cause a bloodstream infection.
The thing about this is that as debilitating as they are, it is known that fecal transplants can vanquish these. And we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about how all this goes down.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product, and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. All right, we're back. And yes, we are talking about fecal transplants, or to use the more official term, fecal microbiota transplantation, or FMT.
That's right. And, you know, we kind of touched on this. We tend to think of our dew as just purely waste material, but by weight, 60% of our stool is bacteria. And we're talking about a rich, beneficial stew of bacteria in a healthy individual.
Yes, that turd is alive. There's when my son personifies the his waste and calls it a mama or a daddy poo or some or often baby poos, though they tend to come late in the movement. He's really not too far off the chart. And so the idea here, this is one of those ideas, just to rant a little bit. You know, when you get past the shock headlines and the jokes, it really makes a tremendous amount of sense. Like, there's nothing really that wild or crazy or horrific about it. You know, we've thrown articles about fecal transplants up on our Facebook page before. And we have a number of Facebook followers, and we have some very bright bulbs out there, and some people who are just, you know, getting their hands around some science, and as well, I mean, people of all ages and creeds, and some people, you know, react very viscerally to that. They're like, oh God, I would never do that. That's horrible. That's disgusting sounding. But that's just the surface level. When you actually get into the science of it, when you look at yourself not as this singular individual, but as this colony of bacteria, it makes perfect sense that you would deal with this imbalance by bringing balance in with a healthy stool sample and implant that or somehow get that to the bowels.
Well, but first you have to get over the idea of pumping into your colon someone else's poop.
Right.
Right. So if you think about it more like this, hey, it's a treatment that's done by a colonoscopy. A lot of people have colonoscopies, right? Nothing too scary about that.
I mean, it shouldn't be. I mean, it's just, it's an orifice.
It's an orifice.
There's a way in, there's a way out. And sometimes you need to let professionals go in there. It's just how it works.
It involves anesthesia or at least sedation. There's a full bowel clean out previous to a FMT and a limited diet prior to the procedure. Now, how this all goes down is you get a healthy stool sample.
That's key. They're not just grabbing just any
anybody.
Old poop.
Yeah. Like, you know, in the past, I think it was done more like, hey, could maybe my brother or uncle give me a little sample?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that they're healthy. And then, of course, their stool gets sampled later to make sure that it's healthy.
Easy to vet.
Yeah, it gets vetted. Anyway, stool sample is mixed with saline and then pumped into the colon. And then, as you say, the end result is a rebalance of gut flora that can eradicate the C. diff. Because on its own, your gut flora has been demolished. It cannot... It just can't stand up to the C. diff. But someone else's, which is quite hardy, can really do a lot of damage to C. diff.
Now, I also want to add that the mixture can also be fed via a nasogastric tube. So this is one that that goes in through the nasal passage and down the throat and down into the stomach. But again, rather different than poop just being, don't, it's hard not to hear that and not think, they're going to put poop in my nose. I know. It's impossible to get past the revulsion of that and the comedic value of that.
Right.
But, you know, again, it's just an orifice. It's a way into the inner workings of your body.
It's actually a bit trickier than a colonoscopy, like doing it through your bum. So even though some people might be put off by the idea of a colonoscopy, it's probably the better way to go. Now, just to give you an example of what sort of effect it has and how quickly it takes effect, the Mayo Clinic in Arizona, that their FMT team first performed a fecal transplant in 2011 for a patient with severe C. diff. And, of course, the stool was from the brother. And according to Robert Ornstein of the Mayo Clinic, he says, unbelievably, the patient left the hospital 24 hours after the procedure after having been bedridden for weeks. That is how effective this treatment is.
Indeed, there are plenty of examples of success stories. This is not one of those things where, you know, they say, well, one person used this crazy technique and it happened to work in this one instance, but it hasn't really been vetted. We've seen account after account of FMTs producing results, restoring the balance to bowels that are plagued by these conditions that we've discussed. And in fact, just to go back to the K pneumonia. Just last month, here in 2014, at Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, they treated a 13-year-old girl who had this condition with a fecal microbiota transplant, and they used it to successfully clear the infection.
Yeah, and we will not go through the litany of things that happened to her because of K pneumonia, but it was, I mean, she was suffering greatly because it was just one thing after another. Now, I think another good marker of this being a success is the fact that someone is monetizing it. And when I say someone, I'm talking about the company called Open Biome. It was that's Biome, B-I-O-M-E. It was launched in 2012 and is the only independent nonprofit stool bank in the country, in the U.S. It is the brainchild of MIT postdoc associate Mark Smith. And what they do is they collect, test, and provide fecal samples to 122 hospitals in 33 states for these FMTs.
Yeah, I was looking around, and it looks like the prices currently, you're looking at $250 per sample of the poop. And again, that's vetted poop. This is good stuff. This is primo poop.
And this is what the hospital would pay for
it. Yeah. Yeah. You can't really go to their website and order it or certainly don't buy any off Amazon if it looks like someone's selling it. So that's a 250 milliliter sample of fecal microbiota prepared for lower transplant delivery, which we already talked about, or a 30 milliliter sample for the upper transplant delivery, again, through the nasal passage and down in the stomach.
The person who donates the poop, well, they're paid $40 for each deposit. Now, if you want to become a paid donor to Open Biome, you have to undergo really thorough screenings, of course. We're talking about a 120-question health history with a physician, to a travel history analysis, and, of course, recent use of antibiotics. Because if you've used antibiotics, then you're probably not a contender, right?
Right, because you've carpet-bombed the civilization that's producing the poop that they're interested in. I like how this could be a real game-changer in college dudes making a little extra money. Like, no longer do they have to...
I would not restrict it to the dudes.
Oh, well, that's true. That's right. I mean, I was just thinking about it in terms of sperm donation.
Right.
Of course, the other side of that being egg donation. But the poop donation, easier than both.
Well, I mean, it's great. It's like, again, it's kind of, again, like a blood bank donation, although you're getting paid for this. Now, once...
And it's waste material anyway.
Right. Well, what are you going to do with it? Yeah. You're just going to flush it. Once a donor sample is reviewed by a lab for any infectious agents in the health of the bacteria, the donor's blood is then tested for standard blood-borne diseases. So we're talking about hepatitis A, B, C, syphilis, HIV, AIDS. And then finally, you can progress to the actual physical donation part of it all.
Yeah. Again, so you can think about it in terms of any kind of blood or tissue sample that is taken and then reused in sort of a transplant environment. It's going to be vetted. They're going to look for all these various diseases before it ever takes its saline blended form.
Now, one of the things about this, it leads you to the question of, like, how good is that poop sample? You know, like, because then you begin to really sort of grade it, I'm sure, right? I'm sure that lab is like, this is great. It's got so much beneficial gut flora in it. But there's one researcher who really took this to the extreme, and I'm talking about hunting down artisanal hunter-gatherer poop. Now, this is from the first paragraph of a popular science article by Emily Gertz, writing about the scientist who traveled around the world to give himself an FMT, essentially. And it goes a little like this. This is him writing, quote, "As the sun set over Lake Ayasi in Tanzania, nearly 30 minutes had passed since I had inserted a turkey baster into my bum and injected the feces of the Hadza man, a member of one of the last remaining hunter-gatherer tribes in the world, into the nether regions of my distal colon."
Indeed, those are the words of Jeff Leach. And he, at this point, it's important to note that he'd been living with the Hazda, these hunter-gatherers, for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
He was immersed in their culture. And he was, his prime motivation, he claims, was to study, quote, microbial extinction, something I believe we suffer from in the Western world and maybe at the root of what's making us sick. So the idea here is he's interested in these people's microbiota in their stool because perhaps they have things that we no longer have because we've been carpet bombing our stool for so long with antibiotics that we don't even have a natural sample to turn to in the world around us. That's his curiosity, his argument.
Yeah. Now, the Hadza are wandering foragers, and they eat a diet of roots, berries, and game. Okay. This is one of the reasons why he was interested, because they don't have the influences of the Western world. Now, according to the study, which compared stool samples from 16 Italian urbanites and 27 Hadza foragers of both genders, the Hadza guts are home to a microbial community unlike anything that's been seen before in a modern human population. And the idea is that perhaps the gut flora is what the human gut microbiome looked like before our ancestors figured out to farm about 12,000 years ago. So again, he's very interested in seeing what the sort of set point is before all these other influences began to change our diets.
Primordial poop, if you will.
Primordial poop. Alyssa Crittenden, she's a nutritional anthropologist from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, says, quote, "Many of the bacteria are species that the researchers had never seen before, and even familiar microbes were present in unusual levels in the Hadza belly."
Hmm.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential, and then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I start to think about this. Like, if you begin to extrapolate this or normalize it, then you can see how stool samples might be divided into different price points, as I had said, depending on the donor's dietary profile. It's kind of like you might be able to flip through a book, right?
A donor booklet, yeah.
Like a donor book. And then if it continues to bear out that gut flora can influence anything from like Parkinson's disease to obesity, you may see this normalized to such a degree that people are willingly undergoing FMTs, not because they're in pain and they have something like C. diff, but because maybe they just want to try to lose weight, or maybe they even feel like it would rebalance their emotional states.
Yeah, because as we discussed before, I mean, the mind does not exist in its own little bubble out here in the ether. It's not piped into us from some external soul. The way that we think every day, the way we interact with our environment, it's all dependent on what's going on in the body as a whole. So, yeah, it would make, I can easily see that reality coming about.
Yeah, and we even have an episode, I think it was called, is the gut, the second brain, that goes more into this idea of our guts regulating our moods. But of course, all of this, this idea of just willingly doing an FMT is dependent on that normalization factor.
Right.
And what is more normal than taking a pill?
Yeah, I mean, it's here in the modern Western world, especially, we love taking pills. We don't even care what's in it. We'll take it. Just give it to us. You say we can treat something with a pill? Great. Give me four of them. So yes, some scientists have been looking into ways to take FMT and get it away from the turkey baster nasal tubing colonoscopy route and getting more into something that is more medicinal in form. And so a study published in October of this year, 2014, in the Journal of the American Medical Association showed that the ingestion of frozen fecal matter contained in capsules resulted in a 90% success rate among subjects suffering from recurring C. diff infections. So it's the idea, you freeze it, put it in the capsule, and then send it on its way. I mean, it's taking the same route as those nasal upper transplant delivery systems. So why not?
Yeah. And again, we're talking about fecal matter that was, you know, surveyed and it was sampled and made to be sure that it was healthy. And once it was capsulized, it was given to the subjects. They were given 15 capsules on two consecutive days and then observed for up to 6 months. And now this gets really granular here. It says their daily number of bowel movements dropped from a median of 5 a day prior to the first capsule to 2 on day 3 and 1 at week 8. And it says subjects experienced no serious side effects. So it's kind of a no-brainer, right? Because you're talking about capsules taken, you know, a couple minutes a day as opposed to a colonoscopy, which is an actual medical procedure.
Okay. All right. So we get into a pill form. We get past the jokes and the shock headlines. We get a better understanding of how our bodies work and the importance of our microbiota. Maybe we even rebrand it at some point because you still have fecal in the title.
Yeah. What do you want to rebrand it as?
You know, I feel like if we were to rebrand it from fecal microbiota transplantation to something like intestinal microbiota transplantation. I don't know if that would work, but like that would be, I think that would soften the blow a little bit.
IMT?
IMT. Maybe a BMT?
Bowel?
Yeah, we could just get bowel in there.
I think you could do, but I feel like bowel has really entered into the vernacular.
Yeah, or just
in a positive
fecal
way.
Off there and just call it a microbiota transplantation, an MT.
Okay, I think we've got our thing. You know the whole, like, you know, get rich quick scheme that we've been looking for? I think this is, we apply for that small loan, and then we start just marketing these IMTs.
Yeah.
The How Stuff Works office.
I think there's only one additional thing standing in our way.
What's that?
That's the Federal Drug Administration, the FDA. Yeah. Because the FDA has yet to really get behind this, as of this recording, as you're listening to this in 2014. Past this point, I mean, hopefully the reality will change somewhat. But, you know, they have a number of concerns, because we're talking about a waste product being reutilized for use as a medicine. And they have a number of concerns about that.
Yeah. In 2011, when we first covered this topic, there are a lot of naysayers out there saying it's not going to come to market because it's actually the cheaper version of trying to treat something, even though it's the more effective one, and it's not going to get monetized. But here we are in 2014, and we see, you know, now there's a pill form, and it seems to be moving forward. So I feel like it's just a matter of time. Robert Ornstein, I'm just going to read this little bit from him. He says that the microbiome of the gut is not inactive. It's diverse and plays many roles in health and well-being that are just now being explored. With molecular biology and the sequencing of these species, this can only get bigger. It's like the beginning of the space program. And I say hear, hear to that.
Indeed. And, you know, and we're going to continue to have studies that are going to come out about this. There are going to be more long-term studies about that. That's one of the reasons that has often been cited concerning the FDA's concerns is that we don't have long-term studies on potential side effects of stool transplantation. But we'll see. Like I say, I think it's all going to come out in the end.
Well, nice.
I didn't even mean to do that.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Of course, one of the most exciting things that I think has come out of this is a little product called Pooperoni.
Whoa, are you talking about poop sausage?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, when is this coming to market? When's the FDA approving this?
Never. Well, you know, there doesn't seem to be any companies vying for this process, this bacterial fermenting of sausage using fecal matter.
Yeah, despite the fact that probiotics are a big deal, right? Of foods
right.
that are probiotics, yogurt is a big deal.
Yeah.
Why not poop sausage?
Exactly. And that's what a bunch of scientists in Spain reasoned when they were trying to say, hey, maybe we could introduce this probiotic profile to fermented sausage.
Because we use bacterial fermentation. We did a whole episode on fermenting and what's involved there. So we use these in the preparation of our food. That's no big mystery. That's no revelation.
And they said, yeah, there's two kinds of bacteria used most often in probiotics, and they're far more abundant in infant poop than in adult poop. And hey, they thought, scratch head, a lot easier to get. You can just get it out of the diaper, right?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, these food microbiologists at Catalonia's Institute of Food and Agriculture Research in Spain, they absconded with the poop. I say absconded. Probably they okayed it with the parents. They took the poop of 43 infants, and they used it in the production of something called fouet. I think I'm saying that right.
Which is kind of like chorizo. Catalonian sausage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like chorizo. And it is important to note that there was no actual poop in this sausage. We may say poop sausage, but the only bacteria cultured from the poop was used to create the poop sausage.
And yet there's the association, right?
Right. But, you know, baby poop is kind of its own holy thing. I feel like we're a lot better about that. You have the baby showers where people actually engage in the game still, where they have the candy bar in the diaper.
I've heard about this.
I've never
seen it.
But it exists, supposedly. So I feel like that's a sign that people are... they're more okay with eating or consuming baby poop or something made with baby poop than they are with just run-of-the-mill adult human poop.
And now, especially if you consider that, you know, newborn mostly is subsisting on mother's milk, right?
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of crazy... I mean, presumably there's no, like, Kraft macaroni and cheese in there.
Right. They are wholly blameless creatures. And the same can be said of the bacteria living in their excrement.
There's purity and innocence in their poop is what we're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So there you have it. Fecal transplantation, poop sausage, anything you could want out of a podcast. We just pumped it into you. But do you want more? Well, head on over to stufftoblowyourmind.com. If you were streaming this episode off of stufftoblowyourmind.com, do check out the landing page in addition to, artwork. We always make sure that we have links to related content. So I'll include links to that microbiome article that we sourced, as well as our podcast episode and any other related. We've done a number of episodes that deal with human waste and digestion. We did a whole series on how food travels from one end of our body to the other end. So check those out.
Yeah, there's the pooping duck episode, too.
Yes.
I don't want to spoil that. So you're
cloaca
gonna
bot.
It. Oh, the cloaca bot.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Maybe you guys have some thoughts on FMTs. My question to you is, would you undergo an FMT if you found out it was like the beneficial sort of vitamin D, although some people are on the fence about vitamin D, but it was like super beneficial to you.
Yeah, not just a life-threatening situation where, hey, this is your only way out of it, or you have a severe infection and we need to treat it, but just in terms of a near-future situation where someone says, hey, you feeling a bit blue? How about a little brown?
How about a...
That'll be the slogan.
Yeah, all right. I'm telling you. I can really do this IMT thing.
Yeah.
All right. Send us your thoughts, and you can do that by emailing us at belowthemind@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.